Hello and welcome to Making Time for Accountability, how to stay connected when you are busy as fuck. If you're listening to the podcast or you're attending live and you're thinking, oh, this call is not for me because A, I don't have an accountability partner, or I'm really busy and what I really need to learn is how to make weight loss easy. Well, let me tell you. This call is for you. We're here to show you how accountability groups and partners are actually the secret sauce to weight loss. I said we. Did you hear me say we? We means, first of all, Coach Heather is in the chat with you. She is typing in all caps. Along with her are Coach Julie and Coach Christy with a C. They will be typing in all caps. And that's just so that you know that they're part of the team. They're not yelling at you. All three of them will be joining me in a minute. So feel free to say hi to them in the chat. They'll be happy to see you too. I am one of the coaches. I want to introduce myself. I'm Coach Dina, and I'm your accountability coach. What that means is I'm one of the coaches on the No BS team, and you'll see me in the No BS Facebook group. And if you sign up for accountability, I'll be helping you find a match. So our dear team member, Heidi, passed away last month, and I have been helping the team with accountability. So it has been an honor to take on her legacy. I'm also very passionate about accountability. And I have stepped into the role of making the accountability program the very best resource for your weight loss journey. When I first signed up for No BS, I kind of instantly had an accountability partner because my friend who told me about No BS, she became my accountability partner. She's been there to cheer me on, to support me. She was there for me in the beginning. She still is. But you don't need that built-in system. You can actually go to the member website, nobswomen.com, and sign up for a group or partner. You can find it on the website. Go under the tab that says accountability. It will take you to the accountability page, which will let you know about our program. And there's a link that you can click, and you can fill out a form. And that's all you have to do. After you fill that out, I will get to work to finding you a group or partner. If you're new to No BS, thumbs up if you are. Go ahead and put the thumbs up. We want to welcome you, first of all. But we ask that you finish modules 1 and 2 before signing up so that you can have a better understanding of the No BS weight loss course. A common question that I have that, you know, that I hear a lot is, okay, I went to the website, I filled out the form, chop, chop, where's my partner? Where's my group? So just let me explain to you how that works. You fill out the form and you have all of the answers, right? So your criteria may be like, I'm 35 and under years old. I live in the eastern part of the country. I prefer that I meet with my group through the Marco Polo video app. And, you know, you fill out all the questions. So now we need to wait till someone else, 2 to 3 people or one person, signs up with that criteria. We love to give you a starting base. And so we have to wait so that members who sign up fit that criteria, and then we can match you up. So how long does that take? Well, it depends, right? Like, it depends on the speed of how many people sign up. Sometimes it's a couple of weeks. All I can tell you is it's worth the wait. So this month in No BS, our month's focus is master your time, master your weight loss. So let me invite my awesome panelists up with me so that that you can hear from them and gain all of their knowledge and wisdom. I have Coach Julie, Coach Heather, and Coach Christy. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi there. Oh my gosh. Christy's coming too. And a funny thing happened. One of my clients said, I was listening to your call last week and you said Coach Christy, and she didn't sound like Coach Christy because I was listening on my podcast. And I'm like, oh yeah. So we have a new team member also named Christy, Christy with a C. So she's different from Christy with a K. And I'm going to promote her here. So that is the difference. If you're listening on the podcast and you're like, that doesn't sound like the Christy that I know, it's because it's the other Christy. We're gonna have to figure that out, right, team? Like,
I think it's like I call him Texas or Nebraska, right?
There you go. Hey Texas, hey Nebraska. I love it. So now that you all are here, you know, we're all busy, right? And we have a busy season maybe coming up, maybe with work, with grandkids, with children, holidays are coming up. It's really easy to think, man, my goal of weight loss, I got to do it all. I have to, you know, be focused. So since I'm busy, I don't know if I can do it all, but we're here to let you know that your accountability group or partner is a huge help for this. It's very, you know, normal to think, My weight loss goals, and especially accountability, I got to put that in the back burner so that I can focus on some other things. But we're here to tell you why it's actually very important for you to keep in touch with accountability. And we have four reasons of why this is very important. Number one, consistency. Number two, prevents from slipping back to old habits. Number three, for encouragement. And number four, for shared strategies. So all of the coaches, I've asked them to take a little, you know, to sample some of these things and to share their thoughts on those four points of why it is important. I can start off with consistency, like why it's important to have consistency. Like consistency is the thing, right, for weight loss. And hear me when I say this, consistency does not mean doing it all perfectly, right? Like doing all the things and doing all the things perfectly. Consistency actually means setting a doable pace. I love the story of the tortoise and the hare, right? This is like a perfect example of consistency. The tortoise, she was the one, I like to say she was the one that kept a doable and consistent pace. And, you know, she went along, whereas the hare thought, okay, if I can't do it at full speed all the way, I'm just going to take a rest because I don't think I can. Like, I'm tired. I'm going to take a rest. And who is the one that won the race, right? It's the consistency. And it's also easy to think, well, that's a slow pace, but it's like, no, that's a perfect analogy to think of how to think about consistency. Julie, I asked you to think about sharing number two, which is it prevents you from slipping back into old habits. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So, I mean, consistency, great. Accountability, preventing you from slipping back, works in a lot of ways. But here's an example of one way. So if you think about your day, and as you're going through your day and getting more tired or more frustrated or more whatever happens in your day, also more happiness, more busy, more everything, checking in with your accountability is almost like a thread back to your habit brain, right? So I mean, excuse me, to your conscious brain. So of course I said that exactly opposite of what I meant. So you set your intention in the morning, your conscious brain sets your intention, and then you go through your day and your habit brain is taking more and more control, which is normal. It's sort of supposed to be that way. But by checking in with your accountability, and I'm not talking about like, you know, hours and hours, but like even little micro check-ins, like this is what's going on, or this is what I'm about to do. Like in a couple hours, I'm going to check in with hunger instead of just having my snack or whatever. It can be like 30-second check-in, but you're just like tethering back to that conscious brain's earlier decision in the day. So it never lets you get too far away from your goal. Never let your habit brain get so far in the weeds. And your peoples, you can tell them your intention. So in my accountability, one of my partners, every single morning, we tell each other our intention for the day. And then we check in with each other. Sometimes I'll just tag her like, hey, how's that going for you? It's one sentence. It takes like 10 seconds. And that way we're both constantly connecting to each other's conscious brains and not letting the habit brain like run wild.
Yeah, super important to keep that in mind. The other coach, Christy, what are your thoughts on expanding the importance of encouragement?
See, and look how nifty it is. I'm Christy from Nebraska, and I'm Christy Nichols with an N. It's like I knew. Okay, back to topic. Encouragement, yeah. So to be honest with you, I have had moments in the last few years that I probably would not still be here in OBS without my accountability groups. I mean, you know, we could coach all day on that thought, but that's how I feel about it because of their encouragement. Because there have been moments in life where it has absolutely felt like life was completely upside down. And, you know, when life gets like that, we just want to tap out and your needs, your personal needs, become the bottom of the pile. You're taking care of everybody else in the world and you become bottom of the pile. It's just how we are created as women, I think. And sometimes,
and especially when we're busy, right? And especially,
well, yeah, and you've got, we're working, we've got kids, we got husbands, we've got life. And when it, you know, when it becomes really demanding, our needs become last. And so there have been many times where it's been my accountability partners that have been the ones that are like, hey, we're here for you. We know it feels hard right now. You got this. You know, you've got this. And we know you don't want to do these things today. We know, but we're here. Come cry on our shoulder. Go drink a glass of water. Come cry again on our shoulder. You got this. And yeah. I just feel like that you need that encouragement. And, you know, let's be honest, you know, accountability is what most groups like Weight Watchers, that's what they sing about. But this accountability in OBS is different because it's like based on love and encouragement. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
They're there absolutely. To pull us along when we mm-hmm. need to be pulled along so that we pull them along when they need to be pulled along.
Correct. Yeah, I love that. Coach Heather, can you expand on the importance of shared strategies?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Oh, Christy, it's so nice to be on my first call with you. I'm so excited. Okay, so shared strategies. Well, of course, I made a whole long list.
I love it.
Deep dive diva that I am. So
but yeah, before we get to the strategies, like yeah. Tell us why that is like an important thing.
Oh, you want the overview?
Yeah, like the overview of like why, oh, yeah. You know, because sometimes it's like, okay, why do I'm too busy? Like, why would I, you know, why is this important for me to have accountability? Yeah, if you can explain.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think there's a blind spot, right? When we have habits in place that create a situation where we weigh what we don't want to weigh. We're just operating the best that we can at the level that we're at. So when we come into accountability and we say, hey, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I'm doing, this is what's happening, we're like sort of at a loss. Like, what else can I do? And the nice thing about accountability groups or partners is that they have a removed perspective from your own life and they can see little edges that you can work at, resources you can go to, different options that are available to you that you're just, because you're in your life, like you can't see it. Yeah. And so there's this whole like resource that they can give you of many, many things.
And I know that this month we're talking about time and I have seen comments like, you know, Corinne talked about, we all have 24 hours, but I don't think that's true because, you know, we do have 24 hours, but it's easier for some people because, you know, some people can have people who cook for them, people who clean for them. So they must have more time, you know, essentially. Okay, if we're going to go with that thought process, then this is a perfect, like how you said, this is now how you get your team, right? With shared strategies, you are asking for a team to help you. That's what accountability groups do. Like now you have more than your brain, right? Now you have someone else to help you, someone else to have your back, like Christy mentioned, you know, someone else to see the habits that I typically fall into. This is how you get your, you know, your chef, your cleaner, your, this is how you gain a little bit more time. And, you know, speaking of strategies, we can, now is a great time to start digging in and sharing like our strategies. I was happy to hear from our other coaches too, on the team who aren't on the call today. They gave me some of their strategies, which I'm happy to share with you all. Coach Lisa said, my best tip is to schedule an appointment with your group and meet with them. This way you prioritize your accountability. That sounds like such a simple tip, but it's a great one because, you know, my little mantra is if it don't get scheduled, it probably ain't getting done. And that's a great tip. Like, yeah, schedule accountability. That is, you know, a strategy to use to make it easy for you, right? Coach Christy, which I think she's in your, the other Coach Christy, is in your accountability group, right, Heather? And her tip was similar. She said, schedule a time to check in. For me, it's on my morning walks with the dogs. I listen to Marco Polo and then I respond and I am multitasking. I can almost hear her say, win, winning.
Yeah, right? It's always like three different Marco Polos because she has to stop and pick up the poop from her dog. And then she comes back.
Like, hold on, guys. Hold that thought. Coach Lizzie said, one of the best self-accountability tools I've used is a simple Excel spreadsheet printed out and taped to the wall. I get to color in a square for each day I allow urges, the habit I'm working on. So that's a great self-accountability strategy that can give you like a good visual of like, and it's just like our habit tracker, right? You can do that too with your, that's a great self-accountability tool, but you can use it with your group. And, you know, sharing any type of worksheet like your habit tracker, the reason why it would be great to share it with your group, again, you have another set of eyes on it. I know that for me, I had a similar, right, like urges. And my partner was like, why are they always on Tuesdays? Like, why are you overeats on Tuesdays? And I was like, I don't know. That's interesting. And I started digging in with that thought, right? And then I noticed, oh yeah, I see it. My weigh-in is on Friday. I do so good on the weekend. I get through Monday. And on Tuesday, I'm like, my weigh-in is on Friday. I can make up for it. So Tuesday is a good day for me to have an overeat, right? Like that's what my habit brain was saying. I don't think I would have seen that trend on my own. And it was so interesting, right? I'm like, look at that. That's some gold right there. So that's, yeah, the strategy of sharing your discovery worksheets, your habit trackers with a group is great because you got more eyes. And now I'll open it up to you guys too. Like, what are some strategies that that you use to make, you know, what is the title here? What is our goal here to make time? How do we make time for our accountability groups? Now we've talked about why it's important. So how do we do that? Like, how do we schedule in accountability group time?
Well, I'll go.
Yeah.
One of the things I think that you do is you make it fun. Our little trio tends to be a little bit competitive. A little bit competitive. So
just
like
a little
water, just a little. Water check-in's a great example. We'll do, if we get to a point, you know, we'll be like walk on water and then all of a sudden it'll seem like water will get really hard. And so we'll do water check-ins and just randomly one of us will text maybe 10 in the morning, water check-in, and everybody reports in. Like one person will be like, I'm 1 liter in, somebody else will be, you know, I'm 2 liters in. And then it's like, uh-oh, they're ahead of me. So then you're like drinking water really fast to try to catch up. And we'll do that throughout the day. And all of a sudden, you know, it's been fun. You got your water check-in. And how long did it really take to shoot that text over to somebody to say, water check-in, where you at? And yeah, there's days where maybe you haven't drank any water. And this has happened to me. I've been all about the caffeine and have not drank any water. And all of a sudden I get the text from an accountability partner that says, water check-in. And I'm like, oh yeah, water. I'm going to get that right now.
And what? You already have 32 ounces? Darn it. I'm going to get it too. Yep.
I'm going to be drinking fast.
Yeah. If anybody has any questions, feel free to pop it in the chat. That way we are able to check on that quickly. Yeah, the water check-in is a great idea and it does not take long because I have heard of some accountability partners. They just send that water emoji, right? Like just to be like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, here, I'm just checking in on you. I did it. And that's very quick. Doesn't have to take a lot of time, but it keeps it top of mind. I know that many different people use different messaging apps to, you know, to make it easy. What do you guys use to stay connected with your partners?
I use Marco Polo.
Me too, Heather. Me too. Yeah. And sometimes texting, but mostly Marco Polo.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. We use Marco Polo voice only sometimes, and we mm-hmm. use image only because look, sometimes I'm poloing when I get out of the shower and I don't have time to worry about the camera part of it. And a couple times I've accidentally recorded and had to be like, and then go delete. So.
Yup.
I think hearing each other's voices is really good. Text works for lots of people and that's great. But I think there's something about inflection. When you really get to know someone, my peoples know what my stressed voice sounds like, what my upset voice sounds like, or if I'm sort of like dysregulated, and will call me out on it, right? Like in all of my groups, one of the strategies is just radical honesty. Like being able to say to the other person, like, hey, do you really want, like, I hear you say this, like, do you want to think about it that way? Because like, look at the result you're getting. And so we really, the thing I strive for with every connection I have is like true human connection. It needs to be someone that I trust and that I have given I've handed them the ability to actually truly hold me accountable, which, you know, sometimes doesn't feel good based on my mindset and sometimes feels amazing. And that's the gift of it is like, when I'm in my habit brain, I need you to be honest. And this is not pussyfooting around or like, we're not gaming here. You love me enough to tell me the truth of what you're hearing me say.
Yeah. And Heather, I know you use Marco Polo. For someone who is not familiar with, like, what are you talking about? Like, what's Marco Polo?
Yeah. So there was a question in the chat. She's new. T is new. And she's like, I'm new. Can you tell me what Marco Polo is? So Marco Polo is a free app. I believe it's on both platforms, Android and Mac. You download it, you invite your accountability partner or group to join a group with you, and it's asynchronous video or audio messaging, which means it doesn't happen in real time. So I start it, I can take a video or just record myself talking, and then they'll get a notification that there's a message in there and they can listen to that and respond at when it's convenient for them. Now, a lot of people don't like video, like to see themselves on video. And, you know, there could be a case for why that might be worth it for you to kind of work on that for yourself. For me, when I see myself talking about what I want to do that day, I'm like looking at myself in the mirror. That's mm-hmm. like me talking to me, not only me talking to me, but I'm making promises to other people. And that kind of video component really like I'll say, like, I think I could overeat tonight. If I overeat, I'm going to come back in and let you guys know what happened. And just that accountability space of me saying that I will come back in. I may not come back in that night, but yeah. I will come back in and I will own that, because that's part of like me showing up for me. But you know, you all get to figure out what works best. And I would just encourage all of you to like, just try it. Just say, hey, let's try this for a week. Let's see how it goes. And if we want to do something else, we can go to texting or we can go to something else.
Yes.
Did I answer that question? That.
Yeah, you did. Beautifully. Okay. And I know that that's also speaks to that all or nothing, what you just said at the end. Like, yeah, let's try it. Because sometimes it's good to just meet someone virtually through video. Now I see their face. Now I hear their voice. We can text back and forth now. And at least now I have like a connection of what they're like. You don't have to do it only exclusively. Like once I start Marco Polo, that's the only way I communicate. No, that's not true. You can then share. I know that I had an accountability group that we set up a Facebook page for just us. And we would use Marco Polo. We would use the Facebook group to share our plans every day, share our, like Julie mentioned, our daily goals. Quick. I also saw in the chat, like that didn't work for me because one of my partners left a 30-minute Marco Polo. This is a great opportunity to advocate for yourself, right? Like, I love you to death. Love you. Mean it. I don't have 30 minutes, so let's keep it down. Like maybe you can use that in a, you know, you can record your voice and make it transcribe into a post in Facebook. Leave it there. And when I have time, I can read it quickly. I don't have to sit there and, you know, listen. I can read it instead. So this is a great opportunity to advocate. Anybody else have any?
I just wanted to add to that, Dina. I think it's really cool when a group comes together and they decide, let's use Marco Polo, to set some parameters that you're willing to experiment with. Like, let's all agree we're not going to do any more than 5 minutes for the first month and see how that goes. Or yeah. I've had a group once that said like personal or no BS, like so that you could jump the videos that said personal and go back to them later if you wanted, and then really focus on the no BS check-ins. There's a lot of ways you can structure it, but it's an opportunity to come together and say, what do we all need and want? Let's try this. And then at the end of that time period, check in, like, is it working? Are we all getting what we need? Are we giving to it what we want to give to it? And then for the next month, like revise how you do it and see if that works better even.
Are you all coaches? I love that. Are you all coaches? You guys have that, you know, you don't have that all or nothing thinking. I love it. That's great.
And you know what's cool too about Marco Polo is when you get used to like checking in for accountability, there are some times where we just need to like do that thought download. Mm-hmm. And it can like, I know it's, I've left 8 minute long polos. And what I do is when I realize it's a long one, I'll delete it from the group if I feel like it doesn't contribute, but I'll leave it one to myself, which is really cool. You can leave a Marco Polo to yourself. It's like audible journaling is what it really is.
And there's a power in hearing your voice, right?
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody want to talk about that? Like the power of your own voice?
I think your own voice.
I've actually done that.
Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, Julie.
No, you go.
I would say I've actually done that before coming home from camps. You know, you're when you're coming home from camps, and for me, being in, you know, Nebraska, you don't live near airports. So it's always you fly and then it's a drive to get home. And you have all the stuff playing in your brain that you learned over the weekend. And I'll record a Marco Polo to myself of all the things that I'm thinking in my head. And it's usually pretty rambling. But it's fun to go back like 6 months later even and listen to all the takeaways that I had coming home from camp and to refresh those takeaways and hear that. So there really is a lot of power in those. And I was just going to add, our group uses a combination of Marco Polo and text messaging. I saw Cammie's name pop up in the text message. I love her, but we're working on her with her Marco Polos. Actually, our whole group can be guilty at times of leaving long Marco Polos. So we've really been practicing, like, when you do your Marco Polo, we usually leave our Marco Polo in the morning, and we've been really practicing on, we do our weight loss check-in first, and then we can talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Oh, that's so that a good boundary.
All you have time to listen to is the weight loss. You can listen to that. And then if you have to, you can jump back out. Because, like, currently, as I'm transitioning up till now, I've worked office jobs. So during the day, I cannot be at Marco Polo, but I can answer a text message. So they know if they need my help right away, text me. Otherwise, during the day, I'm not going to hear what their Marco Polos say. So we use a combination, and it works really well for us.
Yeah.
So again, you don't have to do one or the other.
Yes, you can do a combination of things. A shared strategy, too, is, you know, that thought of, like, well, if I had a chef that could help me make my meals. Well, if you have an accountability group, you can share recipes, right? Like a quick text or a Marco Polo, like, what are you guys having for dinner this week that's easy? Do you want to share your recipe or even the idea, right? Like, have you guys done that?
Yeah, for sure.
Too much. Yeah, I haven't too much.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's one strategy, because I know that when you set up your week for planning, right? I love to cook, but I swear to God, every week when I'm sitting down to make my plan, it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to I don't know what to cook. I don't know what to plan. I ask my family, right? What do you guys want this week? You know, like, give me some ideas. I look at my recipe stack, but yeah, like, having accountability group, like, what are you guys eating this week? Like, what are you guys doing, can really help toggle that. Were you going to say something, Heather?
Yeah. First of all, Christy Davis is an amazing source on recipes. I just want to let you know. She uses some kind of amazing app, and she knows everything she's made. She's very organized like that. And it's just inspiring. Like, when we talk about what we're having to eat, I think it's very inspiring for other people to hear, well, she's making meatballs. I don't know when the last time I had meatballs is. I want to plan for meatballs, you know? Mm-hmm. And she does. She has these amazing meatballs. I know, I've had them. But two things, Dina. One is, we had a comment in the chat. We're just getting started as with an accountability group. We have no idea what to do. Can you address that? And then the second question is, we're kind of like, we started 5 months ago. Two of us, like, just kind of lurk around. Like, there's not a lot of engagement. Like, where can you point both of those people to the resources to get answers for themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we do have a worksheet on the website that gives you ideas of what to do with your group. Calls like this can inspire you, right? Like, we're sharing a lot of strategies. And one thing that I was going to share too is, like, a little bit of what Coach Christy said about making it fun. Like, yeah, let's think about how do we, you know, revive things. One, if you want to try, is to set some sort of schedule, right? Like, on Mondays, we're going to do this. On Tuesdays, we're going to do this. Or on a weekly basis, we will check in like this. It's great. I hope you guys are noticing that we're kind of like going through the four basics. We talked about hydration, we talked about planning, and this is part of planning, right? And I looked up some fun themes. Like, if you want to try this, like, we can have a motivation, and this is a play on words, please excuse the cheese, motivation Monday. We can talk about, you know, motivational quotes, share mantras. We can have tech Tuesday, like, hey, do you guys want to try Marco Polo? Or do you guys want to try setting up a Facebook group? Or do you guys want to try texting? That's an opportunity to, you know, to think on that. We can have Wellness Wednesday, which, that's an opportunity of, you know, what are you guys doing for self-care? Thoughtful Thursday, again, some motivational quotes or sayings. Fitness Friday, What are you guys doing? Spotlight Saturday. That's when we can celebrate each other's wins, right? Self-care Sunday. Like, what are you guys doing this week that will take care of yourself? Any type of gamification, challenges that you guys can do. Again, with the theme of curating your own weight loss team, right? This is what your accountability partners do. Another idea that I've heard is like with your team delegating, right? Like that's what a team does. We delegate things. So how about, what are we interested in? Like, let's take an inventory of what our goals are, right? So if it's like, you know what would help with my weight loss is I need to nail the four basics. I wish I could take that basics 2.0 course, or my self-talk is awful. I wish I had time to take that course. Why don't we delegate, right? Like we can delegate accountability team members. You do that, come back, share with us. And we can, you know, take notes from each other and do that. Have you guys done anything similar to that?
Yeah, we did. We used to watch lives together or replays, and everybody would pick a replay, sometimes the same replay. And then we'd agree, like, let's all talk about three takeaways, one thing we want to try, and one thing that we want to like put our future self does that, but like, we're not fully ready to engage with that yet. So like, what part of that are we willing to engage? And then we would kind of come up with the timeline and like check in with each other about it. And it was really fun and like a great way to engage in all different parts of the program. And yet, you know, I didn't have to be focusing on the same thing that they were.
Yeah. And it's amazing, right? Like what different people will hear, like you can hear the same call, like Coach Julie said, like we can all listen in on the Q&A. What did you hear? Like, what was your takeaway? And it's amazing how, you know, you can hear the same thing, but in a different way. I also like what you said, Julie, about how, okay, we may have this goal, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to tackle who best, but an accountability partner or group to help you set those doable goals, right? Like, okay, if this is the goal, how do I break it down? Like, can you help me to think of like, if I want to work on doable hunger, how do I break that down, right? And it could be like, how about we try once a week and then you check in on me? Anything like that. Anybody have anything else to add?
Well, and we've had one of the things that we've started doing, because like here lately, we got to where it seemed like we were all working on different things. And so a lot of times in the morning, we'll say to each other, it's like, okay, how can I support you guys today? And that gives us the opportunity to say, you know, today I feel like the struggle is going to be here. So if you could just check in with me at 3 o'clock and ask me if I've done this yet. Yes. And literally, like if Kelly asks me, will you check in with me at 3 o'clock to see if I've done this yet? I literally will set up a reminder on my phone for 3 o'clock so that it'll pop up on my phone. Check in with Kelly. Because then all it takes is shooting her a quick text to say, hey, how's that going? Yeah. And that's enough for her to trigger her to remember. And a lot of times just her asking me, hey, will you check in with me at 3? She knows in her head that I'm going to be checking in with her. So that pushes her to do whatever it was that she wanted to get done by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it works kind of both ways.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see in the chat, like everybody knows their window. We all know, like, when is your, like, share in the chat, like, when are you most susceptible to those urges? Like, if you can share in the chat, like, when is it? Is it after dinner when I'm watching TV? Is it the afternoon slump? Like, when, late evening, that's what Beth says. After dinner, Rosita says 3 p.m. Bing, right? Like, we all have after dinner TV time. Imagine, right? Like if you had a partner who was like, can you check out, look at these, like we know exactly 9 p.m. after my husband goes to bed. Can you just like send me a quick text? Cause that's when I know me. That's a great way.
Sometimes it's just you saying it to them too. Like, I'm in my window, and like you putting it out there to them, it like totally changes the dynamic of being in that window. Like you're being accountable to them, but you're being accountable to you first by telling them.
Yeah.
And so like, I know I experienced that as an early new member sitting next to someone at camp. And like, we were both so in awe that we just kept like pointing things out to the other person, but it really wasn't about how they received what I said. It was about how I said it and what I got from it. And we're still very close today. That relationship is one of the most strong no BS relationships that I developed, was like sitting next to somebody I never met in that environment and like sort of being accountable to each other with notes and like helping the other person not miss something and like solidifying what I was committing to and what I was taking in just by articulating it.
I call it the bat signal.
I'm shining the light, like, oh my gosh, like I need help.
Yeah, it's a bat signal. I've used it to, you know, like I'm going to this event. I'm planning two drinks. By just telling that to my accountability partner, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm setting my own intention, right? I'm reminding myself, this is my intention. I have that in the back of my mind, like, I want them to check up on me and I want to be able to visualize me saying, yep, I nailed it. I did, you know, I planned two drinks and I did two drinks. Thanks for checking in. It does so many great things when you do that. Another example is leaving two bites behind. Take a picture of your two bites, send them to your accountability partner and watch the power of all of that. Have you guys done that with your partners?
One of my clients did that this week. She said she's DMing her meals in real time, like the actual meal beginning and end, and she's putting in what she's using, whether it's the halftime method or like on the clock method. Mm-hmm. And this helped her really minimize her overeats to the number that she knew would help her lose weight. And, you know, in the moment, of course, this is what it's so important to remember. You're not going to feel like checking in, right? Because time, like you just want to be in the moment and you don't want to be aware, but changing habits can't take place only by thinking about them.
Yeah.
So the bridge between thinking about them and actually doing those actions happens by, for many of us, reaching out in that moment saying, this is worth the time, because if I don't, that little mini fuck it cycle, how big or small it might happen, is might happen. And that costs more than the time that I'm willing to put into doing this. So it's never like it ever feels like, oh, I have so much time to check in. You're never going to feel like that. You just have to have like compelling reasons why it's worth it on the other side of doing it, because it keeps you engaged in action, doing the things that you want to do, even if they're imperfect. It's just the intention, the engagement with the intention that's really important.
Yeah, it's part of, you know, reframing your thoughts, right? Like when you speak it, A, you hear yourself, right? Like, what did I just say? And you can then decide, right? Like, what do I want to do with this thought? I just said it. Wow, I heard it, right? It's a form of journaling. Like it's the same thing, that whole process of reframing your thought. And when you speak it or write it, it suddenly is no longer flat in your head, right? It has now become alive. And that helps with like hearing the BS, but it also helps with setting intention, right? Like, okay, I said it. It's out in the universe. Now, you know, now what are we going to do with it? So another form too, like, of strategies to use, you know what we don't do enough, like as women, as no BS members, we do not celebrate, right? You hear it a lot on the calls. I don't think that, can you imagine, like, if I were to ask you, like, do you intentionally celebrate? Like, do you celebrate yourself all the time? You could have built a practice of doing that, but it's so much easier when you have an accountability group or partner, because either A, they can ask you, what'd you do today? Like, what went well today? You can practice by showing up and showing them. Like, that puts your brain on the alert of like, oh, I should point this out to her. When you do that, you're pointing that out to you too. Can you guys share example of, have you seen that transformation with your accountability groups that it helps you celebrate yourself?
I think it's really clear that it does, in the sense that, like, you have your own inner judgment. We all do. It's really normal, but they don't have your inner judgment. So, like, they see your win instantly when you don't see your win, or you're unwilling to see your win, separate from any other thing you're not doing. And so by just sharing what you're up to, regardless of how you share it, your accountability will acknowledge your success in ways that you don't always engage with yourself instantly. And it takes a while to, like, for you, it's practicing a habit of, like, engaging that part of your brain. For them, they're not in your judgment brain, so they can acknowledge you right away, which helps you rise to the level of, like, seeing your wins through their eyes.
Right.
And so we do that all the time. I had my accountability partner the other night say, I'm home by myself, I'm having an urge, this would be the time, you know, my spouse is not home and I could eat it. And literally, like, I was like, instantly, like, boom, that's a win. It has nothing to do with the fact that you had an urge. Good for you. Urges are normal. But, like, you called yourself out so fast and, like, messaged in polo. So good. I was so excited and proud of her. It was so automatic.
And that's time saving, right? Because imagine if you're trying to develop the habit of practicing your wins, that's going to take a little time if you're doing it by yourself, right? But this is a time saving strategy to practice, you know, celebrating wins with your accountability group. It makes you practice more and you get faster. And that practice helps you with your weight loss. I saw some alert eyes. Anybody else have anything to add to that?
Well, I want to say one more thing about it. Like, we all have sort of like these unconscious bias that, like, we were raised to think, like, you get a B+, that's not good enough, it needs to be an A, or you get an A, you could do A+ or extra credit or advanced, whatever. There's this driver that so many of us have learned, so many women have learned, to just, like, there's always more, there's always better. And the idea of that acknowledgement with your partner is, like, what you're doing in their eyes is always, like, good and good enough, and they're going to keep encouraging you. And it breaks down that barrier of what I learned through my life and I've carried with me, that drive forward, there's always more and better, and I'm never doing enough. This process of letting your partner in and acknowledging you and learning how to acknowledge yourself that way, I think it's such a great space to, like, allow yourself to be aware of the biases you have about yourself and, like, celebrate wins when you organically wouldn't celebrate them on your own.
Yeah. And it helps with self-talk, right? Because then you start noticing, if I wouldn't say this to my accountability partner, why would I say that to myself, right? Like, it starts to become clear, like, wow, what I say to my partner constantly, you know, that I'm trying to convince her, no, this is a win. Because you hear the feedback, right? Like, no, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, yes, it was a big deal. But then you start noticing that same talk in your own mind, right? Like, oh my gosh, like, I do this with myself.
Yeah, it trains your brain to focus on what the default, which is focusing on what's wrong, what the problems are. Mm-hmm. To coming in and focusing on little wins so you can feel better. And when you feel better, like, it makes following doable hunger so much easier. I mean, that's the whole goal, is to not feel shitty as we lose weight. That's exactly why NBS works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many of us, like, just the four of us here, how many of us have been like, oh, I lost a pound this week? And then even as NBS coaches, you're like, but it wasn't my goal of two. Right, like,
how but I'm not where I was last month, right?
Like, my partner's there, like, how you lost a pound, and I'm like, but
yeah,
so true. And just trains your brain to be a more positive brain. And when you have a more positive brain that notices the wins, you know, everything becomes easier. It's not just how you do weight loss. It's how you do life.
Yeah. And I think like that whole act of accountability saves time because you're seeking support. Again, another thing that we as women are not, you know, natural at. We're natural at taking the lead, making sure everything gets done, doing it ourselves, right? It's not intuitive for many women to ask for help, right? It feels weird. It feels creepy.
Yeah. Or to say, hey, like, I don't have 8 minutes to listen to your polo, like, with love and respect. Like, I just can't be there for you for that. Can we have a talk about this? Like, can we find a way to make this work? And having those kinds of difficult conversations really empowers you in all of your life to not only own your needs, but to own your limits of what you can do in your life.
Yeah.
And then gives you permission to find people who do have capacity for your needs, right? Yeah. Like the Chatty Cathys, if they want to be chatty, they should find each other, you know, and go find that accountability group. And you can like leave your accountability group with love and affection and just say, I can't be the partner that you want me to be. And we want you to do that.
And that's part of the form. Like we ask, are you a deep dive diva? Do you want to check in like every day? Like that's actually part of the questions. Like I want someone who checks in with me every day, or I want someone who checks in with me 2 to 3 times a week, or once a week is going to be my thing. That's actually on the form. So we do our best to try to match you up with that type of base too, right? To start.
Yeah. And maybe your perfect person is sitting on Dina's list all alone,
waiting
for you guys just to cut or you ladies to come in and say, this is me too. Like she's waiting for you. So like sign up if you haven't. Some people like to have more than one accountability group too.
Yes. That is a thing. Needs. Yes. I answered an email that way this week. They were like, I really love my group because they're actually very social. I love them. I don't want to break up with them, but I kind of want like a partner who's like really focused on this. What do I do? And I'm like, you can sign up for a partner. And she was like, wait, we can do that because I'm already in a group. I'm like, yes, you can do that. You can have, you know, multiple groups, multiple partners. Yeah, you can do that. What were you going to say, Julie?
I was just going to say, like, if you identify as a Chatty Cathy, I just want you to know, like, maybe you've never been heard by someone who loves you the way No BS women love you. And like that shifts and changes when you're really being heard, like from your heart. And so this is an opportunity to connect in ways that so many women don't have the opportunity to connect in. Yeah. And it can be so much more powerful than you realize. And suddenly someone who uses lots of words to say lots of things finds that they like it, are more content with what they're receiving and how they're being heard. And that changes how they communicate. It's an opportunity like no other.
Yeah. And we can be honest here, right? Like many, I feel like the country, if not the world, has, because of technology, has a loneliness issue, right? And how better to save time, right? Like, you can really do, you can save time by meeting that basic human need of having someone that has your back, that is willing to listen, to hold space for you, to just be there. Sometimes they don't need to be the solution or have the solution, just you voicing what's on your mind. Oh my gosh. You guys can share the power of that. Yeah.
Just somebody to talk about your body to and your goals. Like, who gets that in the real world with like
no one?
I don't know one person, no one. Even best friends. Like, I don't know. Sorry, Christy. I saw you throw your hand.
No, you're okay.
Yeah, please.
No, you're good. I just was going to go back to even what Heather said earlier. And like, you know, we tease Cammy about being, you know, chatty. And the truth is all three of us can be chatty some days. And there are days I come out of work and I might have 9 Marco Polos between the two girls that I'm in a support group with. But one thing that being in accountability has taught me is to be honest with what I need and what I can do. And that is so important in all of life. And so if I come out of work and I'm headed home and I have a ton of things to do at home. I'm just point blank with them. I'm like, I love you girls. I see I have 9 Marco Polos. 100% do not have time to listen to you. If there's anything I need to know in those 9 Marco Polos, please text me. Let me know what I'm missing. Otherwise, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, I think everybody gets listening to declare like Marco Polo bankruptcy a few times and just start over.
And I know some people struggle with that. I've been in Marco Polo groups with people. They're like, oh, I can't possibly not listen to the Marco Polos. It's like, it really is okay. Because some days you just have to say what you need. And a lot of times they just, you know, maybe 2 out of the 3. And that's the advantage of, I think, of having 3 people in a group is the 2 of them could meet each other's needs while I was over here in work and not able to get a Marco Polo. So it worked out. Another day, I might have all day to be on Marco Polo.
Yeah, yeah. Another time-saving strategy, too, is like just the resource aspect of it. Like, if I have a group or partner, I can be like, what podcasts are you listening to lately? Like, what have you read any good books on this? Mm-hmm. They are like, they are their own little, each life, right? Each person is a library. They are their own resource. And tapping into the wisdom of, I mean, have you seen some of these? Today's panel is amazing. Like, I love these ladies. But have you seen the other calls, the accountability calls? I will invite people from the No BS membership. And it's like, man, these chicks are cool. Like, you're so cool. Like, our membership is filled with like ballers, right? Like, amazing women are out there waiting to meet you. So, and just the resource of that, of meeting all these different women from their whole lives. They have a whole life behind them with a wealth of resource. But let's just take like a minute of like, I would love to hear the resource that you have in your groups. Tell me about them. Tell me what you love about your partner. Like, Heather, you said, you know, Christy is like a wild resource of recipes. Like, I would love to hear that. Like,
she's an incredibly, when she talks about her life, you know, she's just an incredibly naturally disciplined person. And I just like, you know, I admire that so much about her. I don't talk about that with her, but I guess that's out now. But
yeah.
I just, and with Yesenia too, Yesenia is so like even, you know, like in her approach with everything, she's just, you know, she's just that grounding influence for me. And so I get those 2 energetic needs met from both of my partners. And I just
so
take inspiration. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Julie, you want to describe one of your partners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Sue is like, she is the epitome of like, get a million things done in an hour. I don't know how she is like a full-time worker. She has grandkids and kids. And somehow like in 2 seconds, she can clean her entire house, have a meal going for like whoever might pop in. She is such an inspiration for like just going for it and getting things done. And like, on a day where I could mull over doing something for a really long time, and just in listening to her, I can hear her. She's like, I'm on a bike ride right now. I'm headed to my daughter's, and I'm like, and my dinner's already on and I'm on my lunch break. And I'm just like, boom. It's so like inspiring to like get off the couch.
That's so awesome. Christy, tell us about 1 or 2 of your partners. What do you love about them?
Oh gosh. Well, Cammy, she's been in my world for most of my No BS career. I've taken her from one accountability group to the other. We just keep traveling groups together. And a lot of people know she's just such a deep dive thought person that, you know, she'll challenge a shitty thought any day of the week. And she's walked me through a lot.
Yeah.
We just have a lot of history together. And the fun part of that we've been through our whole 4.5 years here together is that for both of us, we've seen each other at the beginning of our journey and we see each other now. And so things will come up and we'll be like, but do you remember when you first started in OBS? You would have done that. And look what you're doing now. And sometimes you can be like, you know, you struggled with this 4.5 years ago. Don't you think it's time to figure this out? So that's fun having them together that long. Yes.
That's
awesome.
And
that group is amazing. Our group is amazing at Tough Love. I'll be honest with you. Kelly is a spitfire. She is a workhorse. And she does not let any shit go under the table. So she will call you out every day of the week. She will not let my excuses fly. If I say I do not have time today to do a 5-minute walk, she will be all over me of why do I not have 5 minutes? I can find 5 minutes. There's no reason I don't have that 5 minutes. And she doesn't care if it's cold out and the wind's blowing. I can figure out the 5 minutes.
So I love that.
She calls me out every single day of the week.
Yeah. And I hope it encourages, you know, you all when you hear this, like this is the opportunity that you have of women that you can meet and connect with. And yes, have you heard all of the strategies today? They are time-saving strategies. In the end, they do help you with time. All these strategies. Someone asked, like, what was my cheese? Here we go again. Motivation Monday, Tech Tuesday, Wellness Wednesday, Thoughtful Thursday, Fitness Friday, Spotlight Saturday, Self-Care Sunday. Those are just like some strategies that you can take away along with all of the amazing tips that the coaches gave to you all and shared. We are wrapping up. I hope you found some strategies that you will be able to use with your accountability group or partner. If you don't have one, there's no need to wait. Like, go to the website and you can sign up. All we ask is that you go through module 1 and 2 of the NoBS weight loss course. Any goodbye words, some last tidbits, some heartwarming thing that we can take away? I would love to hear from you all.
I would just say there's no better value for your time than checking in with accountability. Put that in your brain and chew on it.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good one. Thank you, Heather. Julie,
go. Your people are waiting for you. Whatever doubt you have, cool, have it and still fill out the form and like find your people now.
Yeah. Why wait? Christy, how about you?
It's worth the risk. Like, truly, it's worth the risk. What do you have to lose to put yourself out there and talk to another NoBS woman?
Yeah. I love that. Thank you all so much for sharing your time, your wisdom. I love hanging out with you all. Thank you, membership. Love hearing from you. And I look forward to hearing and getting all those forms in so that we can do some matchups. Let's do it. All right. Have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.